Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. The Bible says in verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. And his countenance was like a lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto him, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed to the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. And then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. I want to preach on this thought this morning for just a moment, and then we'll let you go. Don't be afraid, Jesus is risen. Amen. Amen. Don't be afraid, Jesus is risen. Now, a lot of times you say, well, preacher, this is an Easter Sunday message. Praise God. I won't say every Sunday should be an Easter Sunday. Amen. Amen. Every Sunday should be a Sunday when we lift up the precious risen Savior, amen, to a high and lawful place, because he gives us that help that we need. Now, I want to look at this morning and see some things that God tells us, reasons that we shouldn't be afraid, because Jesus is risen. Amen. And it's written in the volume of the book for our hearing, so that we might know what God has for us, what he has for you today to help your heart. Amen. So that we might be drawn closer to the Lord. Amen. Number one, here we see that saying that Jesus has overcome some enemies. Amen. There's a lot of enemies in this world, praise God, but I'm glad that Jesus has overcome them all. Amen. Amen. Brother Bud, ain't an enemy that Jesus didn't conquer, praise God, when he came and he lived, amen, a virtuous, a sinless life. He that knew no sin became sin, praise God, for me and you. But he was a sinless human being, amen, in the flesh. And he was sinless as 100% God and 100% man. But he came into this world to be sin for me and you. Now, number one, we see he overcomes his enemies. The number one enemy was death. In his death and resurrection, amen, he defeated it all. Amen. He defeated all. He defeated, number one, he defeated the world, praise God. The world is that pulls us back. The world's that keeps us from coming even to the house of the Lord. The world is that wants to keep us out and keep us away from God. Right. Amen. And it'll do its very best. When you get up on Sunday morning, the first thing the devil will do is try to throw an obstacle in your way to keep you from getting the house of God, because he don't want you to get to where you can get help. Right. He wants you to stay helpless. He wants you to stay hopeless, praise God, in a lost and a dying world. But Jesus came, praise God, and he overcame the world. Look at John chapter 16. Or I'll read it to you. You don't have to turn there. In John chapter 16 and verse 33. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Amen. So how do we overcome the world? Through Jesus Christ, who's already overcame. He's already conquered everything that we'll face in this world. You say, well, preacher, I have a lot of struggles. Praise God. Put your faith, you come, casting your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Amen. Amen. You can become an overcomer too. Hey, so many things in this world that would drag us down. Hey, so many things in this world that would want to drag us back. But Jesus said, I've overcome those things that would pull you back. I've overcome those things that would pull you to the side, praise God. He said, I have overcome. You say, what's the number one thing? The number one thing is the flesh. The flesh will pull us back. Amen. But I'm glad that Jesus even overcame the flesh. If you look at Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto His death. Amen. We trusted in the death, burial, resurrection, the blood that was shed on Calvary for our sins. Verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. Praise God. I'm afraid there's a lot of people that ain't getting no newness. Amen. I believe if something big as the Holy Ghost God moves in your heart, praise God, there'll be a change.
Amen.
Amen. And as brother, did you say, if there's a change, there's not a chance. Amen. There's going to be a shout and a trump before long. People's going to go out of here. And if you ain't born again, if you ain't saved and trusting the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be left behind. Amen. To go into a time of suffering and tribulation that this world has never known. But if you're born again, praise God, if you've died out to sin, died out with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He said, buried with Him, verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Praise the Lord. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. That's why he said, if we submit ourselves to God, and resist the devil, he'll flee from us. But we have to be willing to put up a resistance, a steadfast resistance. I'm not talking about a little resistance now and then. I'm not talking about a little resistance when it's convenient. I'm talking about resistance all the time. We have to be looking, praise God, because the devil, he'll set a snare for you, he'll entrap you, and he'll snare you, and he'll keep you, praise God, from getting where you would like to be. I believe everybody in this place would like to be shouting in the praises of glory on the streets of glory one day. Amen. Amen. I don't believe anybody won't be left behind. But praise God, he said, if we'll die out, amen, crucify that old man, put him to death, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. Amen. No rule, no authority, praise God, to hold Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth, He liveth unto God. Amen. So praise God, we don't have to worry about the world. We don't have to worry about the flesh, praise God. When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll take care of it for us. Amen. He'll deal with the world. He'll deal with the flesh. Amen. And He'll also take care of the devil. Amen. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, you know He's the only one that can keep the devil off your back. The devil's going to fight you. Now the devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. God is. And God knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows what you need. And we put our faith and our trust in Him, praise God. He's a great deliverer. Amen. He's our intercessor. He's our go-between. And He'll keep the devil off our backs if we'll let Him. We see in John chapter 12 and verse 31. He said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Amen. Who's the prince of this world? It's the prince of power. He said, that's the devil. Amen. That old deceiver of the brethren. Amen. And the Lord says, praise God, because of the power that I have, I'm going to cast him out. I'm going to get rid of him. I'm going to take him out of your way. Amen. You say, preacher, how do I get that? Boy, that'd be good to have the devil out of my way. Well, I wouldn't have to contend with the devil no more. Praise God. You'd put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. And He'll take the devil out of your way. He'll move him, praise God. Amen. He'll be that interceder, that intercessor, praise God, for you and for me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you do it? Praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, just like you do. Amen, through praying, asking, praise God. Like Miss G says so many times, praise God, sometimes I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Casting my care, trusting in Him, amen, to make that difference in my life. Praise God. So we know that the world's against us. We know the flesh against us. We know the devil's against us. Jesus said, I've overcome all that. But we also know that death itself is against us. Death is knocking on our door. Amen. Even as we live today, even as you grow up as little ones, praise God, death is coming. Said He's appointed once to die and after this judgment. So death is a knocking on the door. But I'm glad that, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have an opportunity to even overcome death.
Amen.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45, the Bible says this. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. He's talking about Adam in the garden. Amen. He said, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, our Savior, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward that which is spiritual. We were born in a natural body. Amen. We were born lost without God. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that they can be, that natural can be turned to spiritual. He said, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the thing, the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But watch this. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today that we can say with all authority of the Word of God, victory, victory, victory is mine.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad this morning, praise God. You say, preacher, where'd you get that? That's the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. So He said, we don't have to be afraid. Jesus has already overcome. Amen. He got up victorious over it all. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? What if you could come up today, pray God, just claim victory? Well, I won't say, praise God, if you're a child of God, glory to God, you can. Say, glory to God, I'm victorious. I'm a winner because of Jesus Christ. What He did. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I said, we don't have to be afraid. Amen. We don't have to be afraid of life. Just live it, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Don't be afraid to live. Amen. When we're doing it for God's glory. When we're looking for Him, the author and the finish of our faith. Praise God, we can live. Give Him praises every day of our life.
Amen.
Thanking Him for everything that He does. Bless God. Realizing He's the Lord. Amen. Not only can we live, but we can die. Death, praise God. We have to just accept it. Amen. You say, preacher, that's a hard one. It's hard to accept that. Hey, we're all dying. Amen. Just get used to it, praise God. It's part of living. Amen. It's part of living in this flesh. But praise God, I want to say, glory to God, that death is, for a child of God, is just a promotion. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, it's like being down there on the job, praise God, and you do a good work. Our good work, praise God, is when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood He shed on Calvary for me and you. And when we accept that, praise God, that's that good work. And it gives us a promotion one day. Amen. It's appointed man wants to die. After us the judgment, praise God, we stand before a thrice holy God. Amen. We give an account for all that we've done since we've been born again. Amen. See, at that judgment seat of Christ, when we stand before Him, we give an account of what we did after we got saved. Hello? Now, we'll stand accountable, amen, for all that we do after we got saved. But praise God, I'm glad, praise the Lord, we've got an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior. And He knows our heart. But praise God, we ought to stand for Him. We ought to stand for Him, like I preached last week, where we won't be found naked, but we'll be clothed in the righteousness of God, doing what's right, praise God, while we can. Amen? It's just as easy to do right as it is to do wrong. Amen? When you settle in your heart and your mind, praise God, that you're going to do right and let God help you, you can do right. Praise the Lord. When we trust in Him, bless His holy name. He'll help us. So we know don't need to be afraid of living. We don't need to be afraid of dying. I thought about this. We don't need to be afraid of time. Have you ever noticed somebody saying yesterday, said, I can't believe, said how fast time's going by. I mean, it's just like a rocket sled on rails. You wake up, you say good morning, you look, turn around twice, and you're saying good night. Yeah. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad we don't have to be afraid of time. The Bible says redeeming the time because the days are evil. Praise God. We just ought to just enjoy the time God give us. Amen. We don't, none of us know about tomorrow, but praise God, I'm glad we have today. And the Bible said today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to get in. Pray God, don't be afraid to get in because Jesus is risen. Amen. We have somebody on our side this morning. Thank God. And God up for you. Don't have to be afraid of time. Praise God. Time is on our side because Jesus is. He's the author. He's the beginning again. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Bless His holy name. We don't have to be afraid of time. We don't have to be afraid of eternity. Eternity is a long time. But praise God, if you're a child of God, now listen, you expect it. Amen? Did you hear what I said? You expect eternity. Now, if you're a lost person, you expect eternity in hell. Lost without God. The soul of man never dies. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. The soul of man never dies. It spends eternity in heaven or it spends eternity in hell. Amen. In hell, the worm never dies and the fire's not quenched. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you leave a miserable life of existence and go into another life eternally in the same miserable existence, only it gets worse. Amen. But praise God, if you're a child of the King, we have a hope of eternity with Jesus Christ our Lord, praise God, ever present with Him. You say, what is that, preacher? That's that place of safety, that place of hope, that place of purpose. Amen. God has a purpose for every one of us. Bless His soul. Now, we need to expect eternity. Look at Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Bible says John was in here on the Isle of Patmos. In verse 10, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. Well, I'd like to see this whole place full of people in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. Hello. I'm not talking about coming here like zombies. Say, Lord, preacher, I made it. Here I am. Count me, Lord. Here I am. Amen. But I'm talking about people that come to worship God and see the Lord and feel His presence and know He's real and proclaim the truth and receive the truth and recognize the touch of God. Yeah. Amen. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Amen. John trumpeted out. Now listen, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, praise God. There was no doubt who John was seeing, Lord God. It was the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. Bless His holy name. The Bible says in verse 17, And when I saw him, amen, now John's talking. He said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Amen. He said, every bit of the fiber and energy in me just fizzled out. He said, I just fell at his feet as a dead man. But I want you to watch this. And he laid his right hand. Now, right hand is a hand of power. Amen. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, here it is, fear not, I am the first and the last. He said, I am the beginning. I am the ending, praise God. Amen. When you get with the Lord Jesus Christ in between, everything will be all right. Amen. When the devil assails you, when the world tries to prevail against you, praise God, you can just look up and lift up your head and say, Jesus has it all. Amen. Praise God. When you get the Son, you get it all. Praise the Lord. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am, praise God, you go with me, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death, amen. Praise God, what are you worrying about? Amen. Well, preacher, I worry about dying, praise God, there ain't nothing to dying. I tell you the hard thing, I tell you all the time, hard things living. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, praise God, preparing for, amen, on a journey, praise God, seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, heading for home, praise the Lord. Yeah. We're just passing through here. Yeah. Amen. We're pilgrims, Brother Robert, just passing through. Got a little homestead over here that God done give us. Praise God, we're passing through, headed somewhere else so we can expect eternity. It's a wonderful thing, amen. Praise God, not only we can do that through the Lord Jesus Christ, He's overcame all these enemies, He's also made us a promise. See, they forgot about the promise. He made the promise of the resurrection. Amen. The Bible says in verse 6 here, it says, as He said. Amen. I want to say, glory be to God. I want to say you can take what He says, praise God, and take it all the way to the end of the way. I started saying you could take it to the bank, praise God. Banks is apt to fail. Amen. Banks is apt to close down, close the doors, go away. But praise God, He'll never fail you. He's never closed for business. Amen. He'll do business every day in a godly way. Amen. For, with you and for me, praise God. He is that promise that we have. And not only is He a promise, He said He goes before you. In verse 7, He said He goeth before you, praise God, into Galilee. I want to say we have a shepherd in the Lord Jesus Christ. A shepherd leads their sheep. Amen. A shepherd guides and directs and shows us the way that we need to go. And He shows us how to get there. In John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Well, just let me start the first. John chapter 10, verse 1. I just want to go through this right quick. I want you to get this. Because this is the Lord. We don't need to be afraid no more. Amen. Only thing we had, that old saying, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. And Jesus has taken fear out of the way. Praise God. Amen. He said, verily, verily, John chapter 10, verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, that's me and you, that he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, is same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And he putteth forth his own sheep. He goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. You know how to know the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because you know his word. When he speaks, praise God, you can listen, you can hear, you can take it with you everywhere you go. Amen. It's like having Jesus with you, praise the Lord. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Look at verse 11. He said, I am the good shepherd. Not just a shepherd or the shepherd. He said, but I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. He laid down his life. Amen. He laid down His life for the sheep, praise God, that we might go free. In verse 27, He said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand." Praise God. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I give that life, praise God. The promise that we have, that He'll go before you, He'll keep you, He'll protect you, He'll deliver you safe on the other side. Ain't you glad we have a Savior like that? Amen. That Muhammad can't do it. Buddha can't do it. None of these others can do it, but praise God. I'm glad that Lord Jesus Christ can save us and deliver us and keep us. And as we follow Him, praise God, He just blesses us because He can. Why? Because He goes on, verse 18, 3, said, because He's the Lord. Amen. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God of glory. Praise His. He has all the authority. That's why. Amen. He said, a power is given unto Me. Jesus said and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Amen. Jesus said, all the power of heaven, all the power of earth, praise God, has been given to Me. Not loaned to me. He didn't let me borrow. He said, God the Father gave Me the power, all the power of heaven and earth. Because of that, praise God, I don't have to be afraid no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you was trusting in a mighty army to keep you safe, and in America we do, right? We got an army, praise God, that protects us all around and keeps the enemy from infiltrating, the enemy from coming in, the enemy from destroying us and taking everything and taking our wife and our children and making us slaves or whatever. Amen. And I will say slavery's still a thing. Amen. There was a fellow talking today, he said there's over 40 million slaves in the world today. Amen. 40 million slaves, people that's in bondage today against their will. 40 million. But I'm glad to say, praise God, that when you get the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be set free from the bondage. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He'll turn you loose. You don't have to be afraid if you got the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, because He has all power in heaven and in earth. Praise God. And because He has that power, we don't have to be afraid to go in the world and compel them to come in. Amen. He gives us a commandment. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. He commands us to go out. He commands us to take the gospel into all the nations. You say, well, preacher, where does that start at? It starts in our own communities. Starts in our own family, praise God. It starts we have to find a starting place and we have to get started. I'm going to say, don't be afraid, praise God, to get started in doing that Jesus commanded us to do. He said to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Listen, you young people, never be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you're ashamed of Me, He said, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Amen. Never be ashamed, praise God, of your faith in the Lord. Lift up His precious name. It's a commandment. Go ye therefore. Teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So He said, don't be afraid to share the gospel because Jesus is risen. Amen. In other words, we've got a living help to help us with the gospel. We've got a living Savior, praise God, to help us, amen, to be there with us, amen. And He's promised that He'd be with us always, amen. Don't be afraid, praise God, because He promised He'd always be there. Wherever you are, there He is, amen. When we believe in faith, wherever you are, there is the Lord. He's there. Amen. If you're saved, if you're born again, praise God, the Spirit of God lives with you. He goes with you. He's there for you. And we can put our faith and trust in Him. He'll be there always. Amen. In other words, in everywhere we go, everything we say, everything we do, praise God. It says always. He said always be there. He's all and always He'll be there. Amen. Praise God, because He is that. We don't have to be afraid because we have a living Savior. Amen. You don't have to be afraid. Why? Because He's made us ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're saved today, listen, you're an ambassador for Christ. Amen. We're supposed to go out. We're supposed to be ambassadors for Him. We're supposed to be a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, we fail miserably, don't we? God help us. But He said we can be that representative of the Lord Jesus Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. He said we don't have to be afraid to be ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. I don't care about them no more. All things are become new. They're caused to be that changes in our life, praise God, and they become new. Our old life becomes a new life in Christ Jesus. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us, now watch this, the ministry of reconciliation. A ministry, said we're supposed to go out and reconcile old sinners unto Christ. Reconcile the lost, praise God, unto the Lord. Amen. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. You know what He's saying there? That's that whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever will accept the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. Praise the Lord. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Amen. He's gave us the word. The word. The word is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only word. He said now, but He said now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Amen. He didn't say we might be. He didn't say that we could be. He said that, Brother Robert, He said we are ambassadors for Christ. Amen. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. And hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So He said, you don't have to be afraid to be an ambassador for Christ, to be a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I pray God, Jesus has made the way. He's reconciled us before the Father so that we can step out in faith and say, you know what? I'm not afraid because Jesus is risen. And because He's risen, I'm going to stand up. Because He's risen, praise God, I am somebody. I start to say, I'm going to be somebody, praise God. I will say, praise God, if you're saved, you are somebody. And you're somebody going somewhere. But what He's saying, He said, don't be afraid, Brother Chris, to take somebody with you along the way. He said, don't be afraid to stop along the way and pick up a few, praise God. I told you the story when my wife's daddy passed away. And he had a great old big porch, and there was probably 20 chairs sitting around the outside of that porch, and had a little double gate coming into it. And old preacher J.R. Plemons come up. He come over there to be at the family, and he come across the yard, and you got to just know, Brother J.R., he has God all over him. He come up them steps, and he started around on the one side, and he started shaking hands. He said, glory to God, are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? He got about halfway around that porch. He said, well, you can say, yeah, I ain't getting the bus load up today. Amen. Praise God. But I want to say, praise the Lord, because we're not afraid. We don't have to be afraid to be a witness for the Lord. We don't have to be afraid to be a person that loves the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days. Because Jesus has made provision for me and you that we could be ambassadors for Him. Amen. You know, it amazes me in the world we live. We got young people, our people, lots of people, young people, praise God, they're putting tattoos all over and rings all over. I seen a girl the other day look like she'd fell in a tackle box. Had hooks all over. I thought, my goodness, why did they? Because they want to be seen. They want you, they're trying to say, look at me, recognize me, acknowledge me. But you know what Jesus said, praise God? He said, if we'll just not be afraid of who He is, realize that He rose for, He died for us, He rose again for us, that we can be ambassadors for Him. Amen. Don't be afraid to lift up the name of Jesus. You want recognition, you want people to notice you, you want people to pay attention to you. Praise God, just everywhere you go, just start bragging on Jesus. Has the Lord done anything for you? Has He comforted you? Has He consoled you? Has He been there for you? Has He brought you? Has He answered your prayers? Amen. He's done it all. Amen. He's done all that for us. Then praise God, we have a testimony. And we can say, let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Somebody says, hey, you know what? I just don't know what I'm going to do. It just seems so sad. Things are so terrible right now. I said, hey, listen, don't be afraid. Let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Almost, I had that situation. Amen. And He come along and He comforted me. And He brought it to me and said, he comforted me, not so I could be comfortable, but so I could come tell you that you can be comforted too. Amen. That we have a comforter in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. He said, since we do, He said, you don't have to be afraid. Amen. But you can step out, praise God, and be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell Him wherever. Tell praise God, tell on Jesus everywhere you go. So let me tell you what that Jesus did for me. That man Jesus, praise God, He died for me, according to Scripture, and rose again, praise the Lord. He's on my side, praise God. I just want to shout and tell you I've got victory. Victory, victory is mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil don't like me. He said, won't you sit down and shut up? Amen. Because I'm too dumb to sit down and shut up. Jesus, praise God, I love Him this morning. Praise God. But you know what? He loves me more than I could ever think about loving Him. But I try my best to reciprocate that back and forth to Him. That line of communication, praise God, I just say, Lord Jesus. Sometimes I get in my little old prayer closet, praise God, and I just tear just run. I say, Jesus, I love You. And I weep and cry a while, and then I say, Jesus, I love You. And I weep and I cry a while, praise God. You know what He's doing? Amen. He's reaching down. He's loving us, the juice out of me. Amen. Praise God. And that's why I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid this morning because Jesus is risen. Let me ask you this morning, are you afraid? Is there anything you're afraid of? I want to say this morning, you don't have to be afraid. Because Jesus Christ is risen. And we can put our faith and our trust in Him. And praise God, He'll take care of everything in our life that needs to be dealt with. Amen. And He'll deliver us safe one day, just a little while, over on yonder shore. And boy, we'll shout the house down. We'll get over there. Can you imagine? I can only imagine what it'll be like. But praise God, I'm not going to be afraid of the journey till I get there. I'm just going to live and love and pray and just trust the Lord because He's taking care of all these things. He's taking it out of the way. He's already overcome everything, praise God, that I could face in this life. He knows about it. The feeling of my infirmities, my weakness, my lack of strength. And He knows yours too. All we need to do, praise God, just step out on faith today and say, Lord God, I'm not going to be afraid. Lord, please help me not to be afraid. But to step out, praise God, because I've been reconciled unto God. And Lord, I know if You're on my side, who can be against me? Amen. If He's on your side. But it's time that we made sure that God's on our side. And made sure that we're on His side. Amen. Because that's where the help is this morning. Amen.